אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Well, obviously they're very disturbing, particularly the caravan full of explosive material is a massive escalation of the very upsetting graffiti and the arson and the violent anti-Semitism we've seen all over the place on universities, childcare centers, the doxing against homes, restaurants, you name it. But it's clearly at a new level, and in the sense that even the authorities are now labeling that attack attempted terrorism. And we've been saying in the community, of course, that what we've been experiencing for some time now is terrorism, which is, you know, the pursuit of political objectives through the use of violence against civilian targets. And that's exactly what the Jewish communal and individual targets have been experiencing over the last year and more, as we all know. So it's a shocking development. And the fact that it's still continuing in Sydney and there's no sign of it really letting up is very worrying for our community. And I think more and more Australians also understand that the very fabric of what was once a very cohesive Australian multicultural society is now greatly at risk as well.
Many institutions, Jewish institutions, have security already. What more could they do to protect themselves?
Well, look, unfortunately, our community is rather experienced at protecting themselves, and the security organisations around the country, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, are doing an excellent job. Unfortunately, they have to, and the major institutions realise that they have to step up to the plate, and they've been doing that for years. But it gets to a certain point, of course, where what we really need is for government and politicians to step up and devote, you know, the resources, but also the commitment and conviction of doing more. It's one thing to talk about how this is unacceptable in a rather sort of laid-back and low-level manner, which unfortunately is what we've tended to see in Australia, certainly over the last 15 months and even before.
And do you think that that's given oxygen to people to do this, actually, just having that very sort of nonchalant, if that's what you claim it to be?
Yes, well, I think precisely your language, I think, is very apt, because the slow response, the weak leadership, the inaction and frankly the relative indifference and downplaying the anti-Semitism, while not intentionally but nonetheless inadvertently, has fanned the flames of anti-Semitism.
Do you believe that non-Jewish people feel in danger as Jewish people do as well?
I think Aussies are fed up with this. I think you're seeing it in the polls. Now you're seeing it in a lot of the expressions of resentment and being fed up with the breakdown of law and order, with the chaos we're seeing in our streets. I do think that there is a groundswell for the authority, for the political leadership to do much better. And at last we're seeing some political leadership federally, and certainly at the state level, especially in New South Wales, we're seeing the devotion of considerable resources and top priority towards dealing with the surge of anti-Semitism and the terrorism. Now we've got the Joint Counter-Terrorism Investigation. It's very substantial, full force at work. They're making arrests, but it's late in the day. But it is a response to the understanding of political leadership and the authorities that the public is fed up with this. They want the restoration of law and order back in Australia. So, yes, I do think the pendulum is swinging, and hopefully the authorities and law enforcement will be more successful and laying charges and prosecutions, that we will see bans on masks at protests. We'll see limits on protests. We'll see limits on protests at synagogues. We'll see more mandatory education of the Holocaust and a strengthening of bail and sentencing laws and the strengthening of hate speech legislation is being proposed in various states and federally. So I do think the wheel is turning.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.